In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. The gospel of this blessed day is few verses from chapter 12 of the gospel of Saint Matthew. And in this chapter, or in this part, we heard about one of the miracles done by our Lord Jesus Christ. And this miracle, or in this miracle, they brought to him one man who was demon-possessed, blind and mute, and our Lord Jesus Christ healed him. All of us know that our Lord Jesus Christ was preaching the gospel of kingdom and was healing all kinds of sickness and disease. And we heard in chapter 4 of the same gospel of Matthew, that they brought to him all the sick, all those who were afflicted by various kinds of disease and torments, demon-possessed or paralytic or leprotic. And our Lord Jesus Christ healed them all. This is the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Bishop of all flesh. And in this miracle, our Lord Jesus Christ, when they brought to him this man who was demon-possessed, and not only demon-possessed, but also he was mute and blind. And by the power and the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, the power and the authority of his divinity, he could cast out the demons. But to cast out the demons, man may see nothing. The demons was cast out. What else? But in this specific miracles, there was a great sign, because this man was a blind man and a mute man. كان أعمى وكان أخرس. As soon as our Lord Jesus Christ casted out the demons, it is said that the blind and the mute man both spoke and saw. الأعمى والأخرس أبصر وتكلم، وكانت معجزة بكل المقاييس. But as we all know that in this specific miracle for this miserable man, the cause of his blindness and the cause of his mute was Satan. He was demon possessed. And that's why our Lord Jesus Christ revealed his authority upon this devil and Satan. But it's amazing, my beloved, here to know something which I will put it before all of you. Our Lord Jesus Christ did not speak about Satan as Satan, did not speak about the devil as devil, but he spoke about Satan and devil as a kingdom. When they said to him that when the multitudes were amazed. But they said, the Pharisees, that our Lord Jesus Christ, he cast out demon by Beelzebub. إنه أخرج الشيطان ببعل زبور رئيس الشياطين. العجيب إن المسيح اتكلم هنا عن الشيطان كمملكة. Our Lord Jesus Christ spoke about Satan as a kingdom. When he said, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. And after that he said, if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? Our Lord Jesus Christ speaks about devil as a kingdom. And this is the important point which I would like to discuss with you in few minutes. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Our enemies are not people at all. Even those who are wicked people or evil people. Our true enemy is the devil and its kingdom or his kingdom. Our Lord Jesus Christ spoke about devil as a kingdom. And that's why St. Paul in chapter 6 of his epistle to Ephesians, to the Ephesian, he said that, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. تقوى في الرب وفي شدة قوته. بولس عارف ان الحرب بتاعتنا مع عدو شرس. مع عدو قوي. شبهه بطرس الرسول بأنه زي الأسد. A roaring lion. Searching for whom he may devour. يقول ملتمسا من يبتلعه. And that's why St. Paul advising each one to be strong in the Lord and in the might or in the power of his might. We ask him, why, St. Paul? He said, because we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. مصارعتنا وحربنا ليست مع لحم ودم. But against the principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of the darkness in this age, against the spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places. وعلمنا بولس الرسول بيفصص لنا المملكة ديت. بيقول المملكة دي عبارة عن انها ليست لحم ودم. مصارعتنا مش مع لحم ودم. حربنا مش مع لحم ودم، وإنما مع السلاطين، مع الرؤساء، مع ولاة العالم على ظلمة هذا الدهر، مع أجناد الشر الروحية في السماء. And this is the cause of what we take it seriously. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood. And so St. Paul advised each one, put on the whole armor of God. البسوا سلاح الله الكامل. البسوا سلاح الله الكامل to be able to stand عشان تقدر تقاوم. My beloved, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Truly, it is the kingdom of the devil. All the time we listen and hear sermons about the kingdom of God, kingdom of God, kingdom of God. But today we discover that there is another kingdom, and this kingdom is opposing the kingdom of God. This is the kingdom of Satan, kingdom of the devil. And we have to put on the armor, the whole armor of God. ايه بقى هو الارمور اوف جاد؟ ايه هو السلاح الله الكامل دوت اللي احنا لازم نلبسه ونتسلح بيه؟ بيقول معلمنا بولس الرسول: اسلحة محاربتنا ليست جسدية. ما هيش اسلحة زي اسلحة الناس واسلحة العالم. اسلحة محاربتنا ليست جسدية، ومع ذلك قادرة بالله على هدم حصون. تقدر تهدم حصون. أسلحة محاربتنا is the word of God, is the prayer, fasting, righteousness, البر والتقوى والقداسة والتوبة والصلاة المرفوعة والركب المنحنية. هي دي أسلحتنا، ودي اللي بيقول علينا معلمنا بولس الرسول ان احنا لازم نتسلح بيها كويس. سلح بيها كويس. And be sure that although we do not wrestle against flesh and blood but against principalities and power and the spiritual host in the wickedness. But it is written that our Lord Jesus Christ in the cross disarmed the principalities and the power and made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in the cross. رغم قوة العدو وشراسة العدو، لكن معلمنا بولس الرسول بيدينا بشارة عجيبة جدا، ان ربنا يسوع المسيح على الصليب جرد الرياسات والسلاطين واشهرهم جهارا وظفر بهم في الصليب. These are good news that we are able to overcome our enemy. Our enemy once more is Satan and his kingdom. Not only to overcome them, but also as St. Paul said, the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. إله السلام سوف يسحق الشيطان تحت أرجلكم سريعا. إيه العز اللي بتتمتع بيه الكنيسة دوت؟ إنها تاخد قوة تقدر تقهر بيها هذه المملكة بكل سلطانها وجبروتها. مش قهر وغلبة عادية، ده سحق تحت الأقدام. إله السلام سوف يسحق الشيطان تحت أرجلكم سريعا. وكلمة سريعا دي مهمة جدا. ساعات احنا نقول لربنا: يا رب لماذا تتباطأ؟ ليه مستني ايه؟ النهاردة الرسالة بتقول The God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. سريعا. This is a very great hope which fill our hearts. رجاء عجيب يملأ قلب كل واحد فينا النهاردة. We do not hate anybody. وعارفين كويس ان كل اللي بيستخدمهم الشيطان لتنفيذ خططه البشعة دول مجرد أدوات, tools in his hands. And so we shall stay putting on the whole armor of God. البسوا سلاح الله الكامل. All of us have to follow this what written in chapter 6 of the epistle of Saint Paul to the Ephesians about the whole armor of God, the word of God, the repentance, the prayers, the righteousness. Although we can demonstrate, we can say why these are our rights, but we shall always remember that our efficient armor is spiritual armor. سلاحنا الحقيقي هو السلاح الروحي, هو التوبة والنقاوة والتقوى والقداسة اللي ما ينفعش انها تغيب عن بيوتنا ولا عن حياتنا, لان هو ده السلاح اللي يذبح عدونا. ومرة تانية هقول عدونا هو الشيطان مش الناس. ربنا يدينا نعمة ان احنا نثبت ونثبت ونثبت. قدم توبة وصلاة ودموع وحرارة وقرع صدر, وربنا مش هيسيب حق أولاده وهيدينا الغلبة زي ما غلب على الصليب. والعبارة قوية جدا, يقول لك جرد الرئاسات والسلاطين وأشهرهم يعني فضحهم جهارا ظافرا بهم في الصليب. Disarmed the principalities and the powers. He made public spectacle with them and triumphing over them in the cross. لإلهنا كل مجد وكرامة من الآن وإلى الأبد أمين وإلى الأبد أمين وإلى الأبد أمين وإلى الأبد أمين.